After briefing, rebriefing, market research, and strategy have all been carried out, the time has now come for the advertiser to start his creative output. There are two elements to creative output: copywriting and design work, or illustration. Normally, this creative work is done by a team, a copywriter, and an art director. We shall first deal with brainstorming. Brainstorming is collecting a lot of ideas about the subject to come up with some fresh, clean, crackling ideas. Then selecting, summarizing, and deciding what should be stated in the ad. Next comes copywriting. A good copywriter must understand the importance of copy thinking, must know how to apply different elements of copy structure and copy style. Copy thinking is the first stage and should be centered around the finding of a USP for the product. The copywriter must also consider how the consumer views the product. The writer must then decide on a format. There are endless amounts of different formats, and here are just a few. The testimonial format. This format involves an expert of the product explaining its advantages. It is often used for foam products and detergents, and even the Lincoln Continental Car Company have used this format in the last few years. The humorous format. Funny ads work for some products and not for others. Also, what some people find funny is found by others to be bad taste. A funeral home would never use the funny ad format, for example. But high-impulse consumer goods like snack bars or soft drinks often use this format. If the ad is very funny, the danger is that the consumer remembers the joke, but not the product. In funny ads, for this reason, the product name must be repeated often and stand out. The slice of life format. This format shows normal people in day-to-day life. Examples are ads for washing powders, with two housewives discussing how white their wash is. The straight sell format. This is the most simple format. The product is quickly described, its benefits are given, and then details of where to get it. An example is ads for food offers in local supermarkets. Other possible formats include the verse format, an ad or a slogan in the form of a song or poem. The news format. In magazines, the ad is written as if it were a normal news story. The cartoon format. The educational format. Copy structure is also important to the copywriter. When writing copy, regardless of the format, the writer should use the AIDA formula. AIDA comes from the letters AIDA, which stand for attention, interest, desire, and action. The ad should first of all grab your attention. Then a USP may be used to arouse further interest. Desire should be created by the central part of the ad. The close or end part of the ad is designed to cause action. Direct mail ads usually end trying to close the sale. TV ads often demand not such immediate action, for example, requesting the customer to go to the store. Hurry, the sales end on Friday. Appropriate copy style is also essential to a good ad. Important concepts in developing style are believability, readability, and simplicity. Clichés and superlatives are often used to create effective styles, and the style must also suit the target market. Adapting your own style to suit the target market is very difficult, and for this reason, good copywriters are very hard to find.